The Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast brings you a unique view of Mesa through its vibrant business community and the subjects that are important. The podcast is produced in the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Media Studio, sponsored by the University of Phoenix. Our podcast is hosted by Mesa Chamber of Commerce CEO Sally Harrison. Please enjoy this episode of the Mesa Chamber Inside Business Podcast.
Hi, I'm Sally Harrison, President and CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, and today in our podcast studio, we have our friend Steve Hill with Fiber First. Welcome.
Thank you, Sally. It is a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's been nice to get to know you a little bit over the last couple of weeks. We're going to talk about Fiber First, so let's get a little background on you. Where are you from? How long have you lived here?
Thank you so much. So my wife and I are originally from Chicago. And could not take the horrendous winters out there anymore, freezing to death. So we decided in May of 99 to move out to Scottsdale.
All right.
And have been in Arizona ever since. Loved it. Raised both our children, my daughter Allie and my son Tyler out here. Mm-hmm. And couldn't wish to be in a better place.
Nice. Well, and you can still see the Cubs.
Absolutely. That's the best part.
Nice. So how long have you been in telecommunications? What's your background?
I've been in telecommunications now for about 15 years, mm-hmm. Working with companies like Quest Communications, okay. Frontier, MediaCom, mm-hmm. and now Fiber First.
Nice. So what did you do before that?
I did actually a brief stint in the oil industry.
Oh, that's a big
worked
change.
For a company called Suburban Propane. Mm-hmm. Covered actually Alaska to Alabama.
Wow.
Yes, very big area, yeah. A lot of fun people. Got to see beautiful parts of the country.
Very
but,
cool.
You know, my heart's always been with telecommunications, technology, mm-hmm. understanding that, growing with it, and how can we apply it to our lives?
Very cool. So what made you join Fiber First?
I've never been part of a startup before.
Uh-huh.
I've always been in very process-heavy, foundational type businesses. So having that opportunity to be something that I get to be a part of growing mm-hmm. seemed pretty darn special to me. And we couldn't pick a better city to do it in
sure.
than Mesa, Arizona.
Thank you. We think so, too. So why is Fiber First operating in Mesa?
You know, Fiber First identified a need.
Mm-hmm.
Mesa is growing so rapidly. And along with that comes residential growth, business growth.
Mm-hmm.
And they need the technology to sustain themselves. Right. Whether I work from home, mm-hmm. my kids are homeschooling, or I'm running a business here in downtown Mesa.
Sure.
You need that technology to power your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Fiber First came in. They want to offer a value-centered, not just price. I'm talking the entire experience
mm-hmm.
where customers get that white glove treatment. They get to learn what customer service is all about again.
Nice.
The people of Mesa have always been wonderful to work with. While I was at Cox Communications,
mm-hmm.
Mesa, the East Valley, was my territory.
Nice.
So I've come to know it. I've come to love it. And I love the people here.
Yeah, people are pretty special.
They really are.
It's a really huge city with a small town feel and like a family feel.
It is. And I tell you, the thing that's been the neatest thing to witness is the revitalization downtown. Mm-hmm. I know the mayor speaks of it so much, and he should be proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
It is just the neatest thing I've ever seen, and it continues to get better and better every day.
Yeah, yeah, it's fun to watch and be a part of. So, we just held a ribbon cutting at your new Mesa offices. Where is Fiber First located? Where is that office?
We are right at the intersection of Alma School and Baseline Road, mm-hmm. 1921. South Alma School Road, mm-hmm. right in Mesa. The reason we picked that is smack dab in the middle of the service area that we're taking care of.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. Where do you serve today?
So today we are in the Dobson Ranch area, mm-hmm. but expanding rapidly. So our goal is to be across all of Mesa,
mm-hmm.
as well as Gilbert and Chandler. So we are fully bringing an internet experience unlike anything customers have ever seen before
the
entire East Valley.
Well, that's great. So what are the advantages of fiber optic data connections?
So fiber, one thing I love about it, it's future proof. Once you've had fiber installed in your home or your business,
mm-hmm.
you'll never need to do another install again.
Oh.
Fiber optics can handle anything from 1 gig speeds all the way up to some of the testing that's happened, 250 gigabyte speeds, and I'm even hearing terabyte speeds now.
Oh, wow.
That are being tested across the country.
Uh-huh.
But terabyte speeds, it just goes to show you the future that fiber optics brings. The other neat thing about fiber optics, as a homeowner, installing fiber optics in your home will actually help to increase your property value.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they stay there the rest of their lives mm-hmm. or end up selling their home, it's that much more attractive that it has that future-proof technology available.
Okay, so for people like me who don't know all the ins and outs, so when you say something for a homeowner, is that coming into one home or you're coming down into a community or a street?
Absolutely.
How does that work?
Great question. So what we'll do is we'll run our fiber down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, we'll place small vaults in the ground.
Okay.
Unlike traditional telecommunication providers, which have above ground pedestals,
mm-hmm.
ours is flush with the ground.
Okay.
It keeps the aesthetics of the community intact.
Sure. Yeah.
Once the customer places an order, we'll come out and run a very small trench, placing our fiber in conduit from that vault to the side of the customer's home.
Okay.
Traditionally, where you'll see utilities placed.
Mm-hmm.
Small gray box, we call it a network interface box.
Okay.
Fiber is coiled up in there. Once that step has happened, my technicians will go out, bring the fiber inside the home, hook it up to our router,
mm-hmm.
and the customer can begin enjoying a great internet experience.
Well, I think we need to look into that. Well, what makes Fiber First different when compared to the other internet providers that most people have heard of?
So again, everybody offers fiber optic technology. For us, it's the people.
Hmm.
My technicians, for example, care greatly, not only about the job of bringing the fiber into a customer's home, but ensuring that customer feels 100% excited, knowledgeable about the new product they have.
Mm-hmm.
So once the installation's been completed, again, our technicians will take the customer through the Fiber First experience,
mm-hmm.
from setting up their account to downloading the Nokia app for our router.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't stop there. We have that 24/7 customer care experience ready to go. And again, we're right in the neighborhood.
That's
being
nice.
Right there at Baseline in Alma School
makes a difference.
Absolutely. And Walter Lopez, who actually runs our field operations team,
mm-hmm.
wonderful, wonderful leader. He receives a trouble ticket. I'll have a technician at that home in less than an hour.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I can say that about other providers.
Sure.
We take that level of care and concern for our customers no matter what the request is.
That's awesome. Customer service is not very common anymore in a lot of places.
It is. It's kind of a lost art.
Uh-huh.
And it's sad to see. But Fiber First not only wants that customer experience,
mm-hmm.
but the employee experience.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that translates into an outstanding experience for our customers, creates the excitement.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever perfect.
We're all human.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But our team strives every day to make that a perfect experience.
That's awesome. So how has telecommunications evolved over the past 20 years? Because I know everything's evolved, right? And technology in general.
It has. And another great question. You know, copper technology back in the day when we saw DSL, for example,
mm-hmm.
fantastic. It got us where we needed to go back then.
Sure.
But today with video conferencing,
mm-hmm.
large file uploads, working with remote servers,
yep.
you need a much more robust internet connection.
Sure.
So again, that previous technology was good for its day.
Sure.
But today we demand something more. Streaming videos at home, gaming online, and that's kids and adults, and I'm guilty of that myself.
Sure.
Also, movie theaters. You know, people don't understand how movie theaters rely on the internet to download movies as a business.
Sure.
Businesses, again, working with data centers, storing important information in servers that could be anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They need that reliable internet connection.
That makes sense. So you talked about the customer service and your great employees. Talk about the culture at Fiber First. Because I saw a little bit of it at the ribbon cutting, and I got to say, everybody was so just genuinely kind.
Thank you. Brian Davis, who is our executive vice president, he's really set the bar. Mm-hmm. One of the things that stuck with me when I started with Fiber First, being at our corporate headquarters in Dallas, mm-hmm. Brian came out and said, of course, our focus is the customer experience. But I want the employee experience to be equally important.
Yeah.
Whether that's our first day, Liz, who's our community brand manager, mm-hmm. does a wonderful job of welcoming new employees, setting up their desk, balloons and welcome signs and all sorts of fun little Fiber First trinkets, hats and shirts.
Nice.
Just to welcome them to the family.
Yeah.
Again, with Liz, and the energy that she brings and the way she welcomes our team members, as all the team does.
Mm-hmm.
What a great experience to make somebody feel so included,
yeah.
part of something special.
Right.
Brian brings energy, passion to this business, and I gotta tell you, it is rubbed off on every aspect of what we do.
That's
every
cool.
day.
That's cool. So how do people get a hold of you? I assume you have a website.
We do. So that's going to be fiberfirst.com. Come by the office anytime.
Yeah, go see the koi.
Absolutely. Yes, we got that beautiful koi pond right
yes,
out front.
Yes, you do. It's beautiful.
But I've had customers come by from Dobson Ranch, for example.
Uh-huh.
They have a question. They don't know something. Or they want to learn more about the great service that they have.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage that. I welcome it because it shows me that they're interested in what fiber optics yeah. is going to do for them.
Right. Okay. So fiberfirst.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else you want people to know?
You know, you may not know our name. I know Cox, CenturyLink, / Quest have been in the Valley for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
People of Mesa now have an alternative.
Okay.
Price conscious. White glove service, and a team that is passionate about seeing the East Valley be the very best it can be.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming by
and
sharing a little bit more information about Fiber First with our members. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sally.
Come by anytime.
Thank you so much.
This has been a Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. You can find all podcast episodes at iTunes, Spotify, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org. Content of this podcast is copyright the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, unless otherwise noted.